This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are now more than 763,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 globally, with more than 168,000 in the United States. There are more than 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S., Brazil, and India making up more than half. New Zealand's leader, Jacinda Ardern, extended a lockdown in the country's biggest city on Friday, sticking with her go-early-go-hard strategy to stop the spread of the coronavirus. People in the city of Auckland will be required to mostly stay home for another 12 days. She said, "Our overall COVID-19 strategy remains elimination. That requires the ongoing stamping out of the virus any time it comes back." 3 days ago, four family members tested positive for the coronavirus, breaking New Zealand's streak of over 100 days with zero cases. On Friday, at least 12 new cases of coronavirus were reported, all linked to a 29-strong same cluster. Meanwhile, the rest of the country will remain on level 2 restrictions, maintaining strict social distancing rules. Ardern pointed to swift action months ago that proved effective in containing the virus. Genome testing suggests that new virus outbreak had originated in Britain or Australia, but officials were investigating how the family in Auckland contracted it. Spain announced new nationwide restrictions largely focused on nightlife as COVID-19 cases surged in the country. At a news conference Friday, Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa announced that all nightclubs and dance clubs with or without live music will be closed. He also issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. He also said street gatherings where young people meet to drink are also banned. New daily cases in Spain have been steadily climbing since the country ended a lockdown of more than 3 months on June 21st. This is VOA News.